I'm going to use Sam Sess's mic because maybe that means I'll do a great job. I'm Sarah. I'm an alcoholic. And I haven't blacked out on this stage in over 6 years. So it is truly a pleasure to be here tonight. So I used to play bass and sometimes guitar in a Baltimore band called Wing Dam. exactly. Which no longer exists. And I know these are supposed to be stories about Baltimore, but this is about being on tour, so you can cut it later if you want. I played bass in this band. I used to drink a lot on tour, as you do, and I have this amazing tendency to black out and leave myself places. Like on the first day of tour, I left my entire suitcase full of every single thing I needed for tour in Athens, Georgia. It's a great move, really good excuse to leave and go thrifting and get alone time. But yeah, and then I didn't drink after a certain point because of a lot of reasons that, okay, you get it. So on my first sober tour with Wing Dam, it was like we were in Omaha, Nebraska, so we'd been touring across the country for quite some time. And I don't know if any of you all have ever been on tour, but they usually pay you in cash, especially if you're not getting paid a lot, which we weren't. So I had like this wallet absolutely like jam-packed with cash, maybe like $400, $500, I don't know. you know, for like a month's worth of work, it's cool. I do it because the spotlight nourishes me. I don't do it for the money. So after playing in Omaha, Nebraska, side note, at this bar where my high school friend squirted breast milk like 10 feet, it was really amazing. It has nothing to do with the story. I just remembered it. it's like 8 in the morning. I'm sober. I've been sober a couple of months. You know, fueling up for the day, and we have like a 12-hour drive ahead of us. It's the longest drive on tour. We're driving from Omaha, Nebraska to Denver, Colorado. And I didn't drive because I'm a princess and also because I was way too drunk to ever get my license or be able to afford a car. And it was too soon in my sobriety for me to drive. Anyways, I didn't drive. So, you know, I'm the entertainment in the car and or the snorer. So, yeah, the guys were going to do the drive. I'm along for the ride, whatever. About 2 hours into this drive, I'm like going through my stuff and I'm sort of like, I don't really feel this wallet full of cash anywhere in my bag. It's not in the car. Okay, so I have a dilemma. Do I say something about this wallet on the longest drive, 2 hours into it, or do I shut up? And obviously, I'm like, you guys, I left my wallet at the gas station in Omaha, Nebraska at 8 in the morning. And somehow, they did not kick me out of the car and run over me, but turned around. They turned around the car. And I was like, okay, I'm sober. I'm capable. I'm going to call the police and see if they have my wallet. So I'm on the phone with the dispatcher and I'm like, hey, I left my wallet at this gas station. My name is Sarah. It's full of cash. Did anybody find a wallet full of cash at this gas station? And she's like, actually, oh, hold on. We're getting a call like right now. Just hold on a second. And she got back on with me and was like, yeah, they found your wallet, lady. And I was like, yay, this 2-hour drive back on the longest drive of tour where I don't drive is gonna be worth it. I'll buy y'all some like gas station food to make up for it. And so we drove the 2 hours back to Omaha, Nebraska, And I meet this officer at the gas station, and he hands me an empty wallet. An empty fucking wallet. And I immediately flipped out and was like, where's all my money, dude? How'd you know this was my wallet? Like, you know, and this officer's like, well, because your name is on the insurance card in there. And I was like, oh, right. You didn't take my money. That I just definitely accused you of doing. Thank you so much for this. My ID was gone. All the money was gone. There was, like, an insurance card left in there. And... Yeah, so the guys were like, I'm going to fucking kill you, Sarah. Like, you're out of the band. We hate you. We're going to set you on fire in front of this cop. None of that happened. None of that is true. Except the wallet, the whole, all the other stuff. So we're pulling back onto the highway. I'm literally, like, dead inside, like, because all my money's gone. And because I don't drive. So, and then I just, you know, added 4 hours to, like, a 12-hour drive on in the middle of tour in Omaha, Nebraska, going to Denver, Colorado. As we're pulling onto the highway, our drummer Abe was like, is that a $20 bill on the side of the road? I'm gonna pull over. And so he pulls over the car, and we get out. And y'all ever had this dream where, like, you find money everywhere? Well, guess what? My dream was my reality. So we started finding all this money. And what had happened was that my wallet that I astonishingly soberly left on top of the car flew off of the back of it and exploded off of the windshield of another car. And so... I'm picking up money on the side of the highway, like, yep, yeah, we're good, we're good, for, like, quite some time. And we also found a crack pipe, which was awesome. we just let it be, you know what I mean? You can't have it all. So I found all but, like, $35 of my money. I wasn't kicked out of the band or set on fire or, yeah. Still didn't drive, couldn't do it. I do now. I just bought a motorcycle today, but 2 licenses, because 1's not enough. We made it to Denver, Colorado, and everything was fine. So the moral of the story is, it doesn't matter if you quit drinking. You might still be a dumb bitch. And 2, don't be afraid to be the one that's like, we gotta turn around. So, thanks a lot.